Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Frankly Speaking. And today I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? You know, the Holy Spirit was given to us to help us live the triumphant life in Christ. And God knew that we'll need Him. Now, first of all, the Holy Spirit is not His name. It is a description of His character. He's the Holy Spirit. It is not His name, really. And we know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is one. All right? They're one. They're made one. Glory to God. Now we can look at Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God. Now, the word God there is actually the Hebrew word Elohim. Elohim, which is the plural word for God. So it's like saying in the beginning, gods created the heaven and the earth. So already, the Trinity is revealed there. It's revealed. Then the Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So the Spirit of God is now revealed to us. It's revealed to us. So we see that God, Elohim, plural for God, which is gods, created the heavens and the earth with reference to the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then the one that is revealed first is the Holy Spirit. And then, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So the Spirit of God, when God the Father spoke the word, this word which later became Christ, because the Bible says, in the beginning, in John chapter 1, was the word. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So he voiced the word, and the Holy Ghost brought the manifestation, because he is the power of God. He brought the manifestation of what God the Father spoke, of the word that he spoke. So that is when we start to reveal his character. But then more interestingly, as we go deeper, let's go to John chapter 14. Here, we are able to see why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because there, his character was being revealed. He was the first one being revealed, shown, but it wasn't known yet fully what his work was in our lives. So we go in John chapter 14. And read. The Bible says, in verse 11, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. If you cannot trust me, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. I assure you, more solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you, whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. If you really love me, you'll keep or obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Now, this is the Holy Spirit. That is counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know or recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Then he says, I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, or helpless. I will come back to you. So in other words, the Holy Spirit was left to us. So Jesus Christ said, I will ask the Father. And we see in the book of Acts, you know, Jesus Christ told the disciples and many that were with them that, tarry in Jerusalem until I send power from on high. And that's where the Holy Spirit came, and they were filled with the Spirit. So that's when the Comforter came finally to begin his ministry in the life of the new creation, making our bodies his temple. Look at this. He says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another Comforter. Now, Comforter here means Counselor. So the Holy Spirit is your Counselor. If you need any counsel, if you need wisdom for anything, the Holy Spirit is the one who will provide you with that. He will give you counsel and wisdom for life. He will teach you how to live. That's the Holy Spirit. Number two, he's your helper. In whatever that the Lord has called you to do, in whatever that you're doing, that God has sent you to do, or led you to do, the Holy Spirit is the one to help you, to bring it to fruition. He's the one to help you to succeed in it. He's your helper. Remember, you are never alone. Jesus Christ said, I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate. You are never without a comforter. You are never desolate. You are never helpless. You have the Holy Ghost. He's your helper. He's there to help you. Another word for comforter there means intercessor. Bible says in Romans chapter 8, for we know not what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, which words cannot utter. So he's our intercessor. And do you know this ministry of intercession? He does it through you. When you hand over your emotions to him in prayer, he takes over. And as he's groaning, he's interceding for you, through you. We'll look at that in another episode, the intercessory ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's your advocate. He's your advocate. Can you imagine? He's your advocate. He's there for you. He's actually for your good. He's there to represent you. He's there as your advocate. In other words, an advocate stands in your place to represent you. He's your strengthener, my goodness. The moment you receive the Holy Spirit, he brought strength into your life. So you are never without strength. He's your strengthener. Sometimes someone may say, you know, I'm feeling so weak. No, you have the Holy Spirit. He will strengthen you. Rely on him. Depend on him. Depend on him. Depend on him. He's your strengthener. Glory to God. He's your strengthener. Then it also means that he's your standby. He's your standby. The Holy Ghost is your standby. He's all these things to you. All these things. Glory to God. He's your counselor, your helper, your intercessor, your advocate, your strengthener, and your standby. You know what standby means? It means where you feel you have reached your maximum, where you feel you can't go any longer, that's where he begins. Glory to God. Your standby is like your backup. Your standby is like your backup generator. Where you feel you're maximally spent. He's never spent. That's where he comes in. He's your sufficiency. In other words, he's your qualification. He's your competence. He's your ability. Bible says he's our sufficiency. He's our ability. No wonder the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There is nothing that is impossible to you when you have the Holy Spirit. You just stand by. So, from wherever you're listening, you might feel sometimes, oh, that things are getting so hard, or you can't take this anymore, or you can't go any further. Remember, the Holy Spirit was given to you to help you go beyond your limit. Because you see, the moment He entered your life, every limitation was removed in your life. You stopped being an ordinary person. He introduced you to the supernatural, an extraordinary life, the divine life. The Holy Spirit brought you that divine ability in your life. So never think that you're ever by yourself. Never think you're ever alone. The Holy Spirit is just a description of Him. He's a spirit. He has a personality. He can be grieved. He can be yielded to. And I want to urge you to get to know Him personally. Talk to Him. Fellowship with Him. Yield to Him. Be led of Him. For that is your life. Hallelujah. That is your life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 14, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion, the fellowship, the partnership of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. So, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship. He's the one we fellowship with. You know God through the Holy Spirit. You fellowship with God. You relate with God through the Holy Spirit. He was left to you. He was left to you to fellowship with you. Jesus Christ said, I will give you, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another one like me, another comforter, just like me. So He's just like Jesus Christ. He's just like God the Son and God the Father. He's just like them. Another one like me. So He comes into your life. He has brought as much God as you can possibly accommodate. He has brought as much Jesus to you, because He is one with the Father and one with the Son. He's not a lesser one. He's not a lesser part of the Trinity. He is one. So I want to urge you today, fellowship with the Spirit of God. Get to know Him. Talk to Him. He is closer to you than you can ever imagine. Right there, He's there with you. And if you're not born again, invite Him into your heart. You say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for me. I believe that you died and rose again from the dead, and I declare that you are Lord of my life. And right now I'm born again. And by faith, I receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just like that, you get born again and you're filled with the Spirit of God. It's by faith. And begin to walk with Him. And if you're born again, thank God now you begin to know about the Holy Spirit and to talk to Him and fellowship with Him. And I pray that as you do that, you will truly enjoy the Christian walk. Thank you very much, and God bless you.